Thank you for calling XTL. This is Nisha Life speaking. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I was just returning a call about getting my range hood installed.
Is this for Home Depot or Best Buy?
Yes, Home Depot.
Do you have your order number?
I don't. I'm actually on my way to work right now.
Can you spell out your first and last name?
First name is Nikki. Last name, Tapia.
Mikki is your first name?
N.
N as in Nancy?
N as in Nancy. Yes.
And your last name is Pipia?
No. T as in Tom, A, P as in Penguin, Ia.
Thank you. Going to place your number before I try to locate this account.
Say that one more time.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I try to locate an account for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good that I told someone that can help or that can, you know, do something about it. But I feel like I just brought out so many emotions, like thoughts that I just didn't think about as much.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about my kids more. I was thinking, you know, I'm looking at that. They're 3 and 5. You know, and something that, like, I look at them and their innocence, and I'm like, that was really taken from me. Like, I knew about something that I shouldn't have known about at that age, you know? He said we should really seek counseling or therapy. He was, like, sitting there tearing up.
The system is still searching for this account for you, ma'am.
Okay, no worries, no rush.
Thank you.
With her, it was like it just felt like normal.
Well, it was real then.
Okay, ma'am. That you said your last name was T as in Tom, I as in ice, A as
no,
in
no. It's T as in Tom, A as in apple, P as in penguin, I as in igloo, A as in apple.
Tapia?
Correct. If you don't see it under my name, I can give you my husband's name, and maybe it's under his. But I literally just got a call from Home Depot to call you guys to get something scheduled.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I spelt it wrong, so it may be under your name. I just spelt it wrong, so that's probably why I did not locate it. So I'm going to spell it correctly and see if it will locate it then. But if not, then yes, ma'am, I will take your husband's first and last name.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. past the apartments, like, you know, where they live, and I felt like I'm not here, like, go ahead, I just need, like, my eyes of it. And then the mom was in outside, like, I saw her, and then got to my parents' house, you know, I was in the car, I saw them open the door, and they just were so happy, you know, like, it was hard, so I was just like, oh, it's I was just so out of it at their house. I was like eating. I had like a cup of wine and I was like, oh my god, I'm tired. My eyes were like so tired.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It did. I did locate it by your first and last name. Could you verify the address?
Okay. 1033 Franklin Avenue, Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, 60096.
And this is for a built-in over the range hood in the hallway?
In the hallway? No, it's for my stove in the kitchen.
No, ma'am, I stated that, and it's for a hallway of your old appliance?
Oh. Yeah, sorry, I did not hear you.
One moment while I go ahead and get them to update this so I can go ahead and get you scheduled.
Didn't it sound like she said hallway?
Yeah, it did.
My bad.
She's really
fucking sick. Yeah, let's see.
When is this over with now?
Well, not really. Not yet. So they're going to start the phone call. And then...
Right, but then one...
Fingers crossed that he gets arrested. Once he gets arrested, then someone from the district attorney's office will call me and my sister and I, and basically like get a test report and all of that stuff. And then he's
I was like, like trying to make a joke, and I was like sitting there just tearing up, and then got home, got in the shower, and we broke down in the shower, and then we went downstairs, and I was just crying, and
I do apologize for the wait, ma'am. I'm still waiting for them to unlock this order so I can get that scheduled for you.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
And then we were in the church, and I was just like smiling. And then he asked me, like, what am I thinking about? And I feel so guilty. I was like, I know it's not my fault. And I feel so guilty that I could have said something so long ago. And this would have happened. I could have saved her. I could have said something. I was just stuck with my mom. And I broke down to that. And that was just my mom. Why? It's like the perfect month that I wrote.
I know what we're doing now is good, but I've never gone to where she's part of it. It's just part of it.
And her rally is where she is because of that. Like, I know I'll talk to her, I know it would have been ideal and better for her not to go through it, but she is who she is because of it. And that's because many girls don't, they go to drugs, they, you know, they don't take care of themselves. Like, they have kids and everything, and she,
it was just hard being a lovely parent after that.
That was weird. That's why I was like, your parents now, because I couldn't have been able to go over there. It would have just been pretty different.
I was different. Like, they were all outside. And I was like, I'm just going to go lay down on the couch. I was just not me, you know. Like, oh, gosh. I was just not me. So I'm happy it's over with, but it's still. And I know, like, stuff is in my life.
Are they
going to
make
sure to prep us for court? Yes, yeah, that's why they'll prep us for court. Because then they'll have me, and Leslie, my sister, her other cousin, and then there's another person, her aunt, but her aunt lives with me, which I know that.
What about her
cousin? She doesn't believe that. I haven't seen her since I was a
kid. No, but why is she keeping
that? Oh, well, he wants to try to attempt to reach her. He's pushing that.
But he did.
Yes, I thought you were talking about this. Yeah, he did it to his parents too. She's young, like, she's young, like a young man.
How did she know that?
Already. I don't know. Probably. She, I don't know how that happened.
Are you going to actually be like, you know what? I see that you're different. I said, what's happening? You know what I mean? Like,
did you take him off of you? Like,
yes. All night I was like, John just said, no. No. Of course, I haven't got the challenge.
he kept grabbing me, like, pulling me back to the back of my comfort. Our eyes were closed.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize for the wait. There's not many managers here on a Saturday. So
okay.
Do you have you already received your appliance?
The oven? They're coming today between 12 and 4.
Okay. Okay, they don't have anything available until Tuesday the 19th.
That's okay. We can do that.
Okay. I'll go ahead and get that scheduled for you. You will receive a phone call Monday between the times 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. to inform you of the four-hour window that they'll come within for Tuesday. Also, on Tuesday, the driver will give you a 30-minute call ahead before arriving to do the installation for you.
Okay, and then I will, I don't know if you can make a note of it, that I will be at work at those times, so if they can please just leave me a voicemail, because I won't be able to answer the phone.
Yes, ma'am, it will be a voicemail if you don't answer. It will just be a pre-recording call.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist with today?
That should be it. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for your patience. Thank you for calling Expia. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.